In a world that never stops, deliberately pressing pause feels almost rebellious. Yet this simple act might be the most powerful productivity tool we're neglecting. Imagine a Silicon Valley executive stepping away from her phone for 3 full days, or a creative director who attributes his agency's breakthrough campaigns to mandatory think days where nothing is scheduled. These aren't isolated examples. They represent a growing recognition that our obsession with constant motion might be precisely what's preventing our best work. Robert Poynton, who splits his time between an off-grid Spanish homestead and Oxford University, challenges our fundamental relationship with time itself. The paradox he reveals is striking. Pausing isn't about doing less, but about making what you do more meaningful. When you press pause on a machine, it stops. But when you press pause on a human being, something remarkable happens. They start. We've created a perfect storm of constant activity. Our devices impose machine rhythms on human bodies, training us to respond instantly to every notification. Our culture perversely elevates busyness to a status symbol. How often do you answer busy when asked how you're doing, wearing it as a badge of honor? Meanwhile, an entire industry of personal productivity has emerged, associating pause with procrastination rather than wisdom. This pressure creates what feels like perpetual drowning. We're adapting to machines rather than ensuring technology serves our human rhythms. More insidiously, overwork often serves as escape from ourselves. We fear what we might discover if we stop. The constant noise drowns out uncomfortable questions about purpose, meaning, and satisfaction. A pause isn't merely absence, it's a conscious choice that creates openings for possibilities. Like a marinade, its effects persist beyond the moment, influencing our thinking and behavior. Pausing transcends slowing down. Elite athletes demonstrate this in microsecond pauses before action. A tennis player before serving, a gymnast before a routine. It's about finding the right rhythm. Creative breakthroughs emerge during pauses. Steven Johnson's slow hunch concept shows how ideas need cultivation through fallow periods. History's eureka moments, from Archimedes to Einstein, occurred during breaks. Pauses create space for serendipity. Life-changing moments often arise during unplanned breaks, from chance meetings to accidental discoveries like penicillin. Without pauses, we risk burnout and becoming our to-do lists, losing touch with creativity and inner wisdom. Pausing allows us to question our actions and their consequences. Even tiny pauses can transform your experience. Film director David Keating uses the length of a breath or two before calling action, while writer Tom Chatfield advocates doing nothing as a filter against technology-driven immediacy. Breathing offers an immediate pause opportunity. By focusing on your belly and taking a gentle breath, you can transform your mental state in seconds, a technique theater improvisers use. Dan Klein of Stanford notes that 40% of business presenters speak too quickly, and breathing between phrases creates space for both audience and speaker. Walking provides another powerful pause practice. Coach Justin Wise recommends brief walks around the block throughout the day. Many report their best ideas emerge during these walking breaks, as Frederick Gross notes that walking unshackles the body's limbs along with the mind's faculties. Building structural reminders helps combat our tendency to forget pausing. From Zen monasteries' doorway bars to the World Health Organization's surgical safety checklist, physical prompts create moments of awareness that measurably improve outcomes. Through Oxford University executive programs, Poynton found participants valued time to think above all else. Creating genuine thinking time engages the whole person through creative activities, emotional reflection, movement, and meaningful conversation. Improv actors distinguish action from activity. Action creates change, while activity is merely motion. Organizations often mistake busyness for meaningful action. Breaking these patterns requires strategic pause. A pause's impact isn't measured by length. Seconds of silence can shift moods, while brief retreats can guide an entire year. We often overestimate needed duration while undervaluing lasting effects. Pauses create memorable experiences that stand out against constant activity. Effective pauses require open intentions rather than rigid objectives. While business demands precise outcomes, a pause isn't a task, but a space to explore. Specific goals limit discovery. Location choice is crucial. Natural settings provide the most profound mental shifts. An hour in a remarkable place, mountain vista, garden, cathedral, surpasses a day in a conference room. While traditional cultures offer established pauses, new spaces create fresh opportunities. Burning Man Festival exemplifies this, growing from a small gathering to a 70,000-person community where normal rules pause for radical self-expression. Religious traditions incorporate natural breaks through Sabbaths. Even non-religious people can adapt these practices, as shown by Poynton's Jewish-inspired weekly study break from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Modern versions include screen-free days and digital detoxes. Spanish culture prioritizes pauses around meals, particularly lunch. Outside major cities, businesses close from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. for extended meals and sobra mesa, lingering at the table for conversation, contrasting with desk-bound lunches. The sabbatical extends this concept further. Designer Stefan Sagmeister takes year-long breaks to generate creative inspiration, while finance director Ian McIntosh creates shorter breaks between jobs. Naming these pauses helps institutionalize them. Terms like think weeks or sobra mesa make practices more memorable and communicate their purpose. Transform your calendar from a linear list into a multidimensional composition by layering different types of time. Use colors or symbols to categorize activities: blue for creative work, red for relationships, green for personal growth, making it easy to spot imbalances. Recognize and work with natural rhythms across multiple time frames: daily meditation, weekly nature walks, monthly reflections, or yearly retreats. Implementing practices across these layers creates more impact than focusing on a single dimension. Use the scanner visualization tool to map how time feels, marking intense moments with I and calm periods with O. This reveals natural patterns and helps identify where to insert strategic pauses. For example, I-I-I-O-I-I-I-I for a typical workday. Benjamin Franklin's notion that time is money shapes our frenetic pace, yet time isn't uniform. It's variable in experience and quality. A minute in traffic feels vastly different from a minute savoring ice cream. Time is more elastic and layered than linear, like a river with varying depths rather than a mechanical clock. The goal isn't to cram more activities into life, but to find depth in each moment. A pause isn't empty time, but a gateway to new perspectives. Like yeast in dough, even brief pauses can transform your entire experience. These pauses can be active, exercise, or contemplative, meditation, journaling, matched to your needs and daily rhythm. By designing these intervals thoughtfully, you create a more sustainable relationship with time. In a world selling productivity in pills and mindfulness in apps, the most powerful tool is the simplest: the courage to pause strategically, creating spaces where insight and creativity can flourish.